Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, it's none of your beeswax. No, I'm not being rude. That's the name of the DDD. Plus, another DDD, the best way to infuriate the Lord. We're asking the question, can we really find money in the sunshine outside? And today's later Facebook post, coming to our senses.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out!
Wow, I smell chicken. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. A reminder for those that do not remember, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's how you can reach us through email. I'm checking the weather. It's very nice. I would tell you what the traffic is, but somebody, without asking permission, went behind the studio and dropped the blinds, so I cannot see any of the streets.
Joy and double joy.
So my response is, the traffic is whatever you think it is, because
I don't think that's funny.
I think it's kind of funny. I can't really see any of the streets whatsoever. Let's thank the person that did that to the blinds. This segment is brought to you by our good friend Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. I just want to point out, now, one of the things that we've been pretty committed to. Romans 15:30, Paul said, join me in my struggle by praying for me. A way to join any cause is by prayer. It doesn't require a certain amount of prayer. It doesn't require you to get into some kind of formulated prayer. You join a struggle by praying. It's what you do. So we're asking you to be prayer partners with Whitefields Ministries. What they do is they reach to people. They reach to cultures, languages, and villages, through people that live in the language, cultures, and villages. They identify a person who makes a decision for Christ. They give them a seminary training, and they support them so they can be full-time ministers in their community. And they've created different programs, like the water filter program, where people are able to drink via the church and via the groups of Christians there in Muslim heavy-duty areas. They enable the Muslims and all the other people to drink fresh, clean, pure water and charge them nothing. But they simply tell them about the water of life, the love of Jesus Christ. If you want to get more information, you think, oh, that's cool, I like that, I want to connect to that, whitefields.org, whitefields.org. That's the website. They have a picture right on there. You click on the water button, it shows you the filter. You click on some of the videos, some of the pictures, some of the stories. You can also call Steve directly. You got to hurry up because he's going out of town soon, but you can call him directly, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610, whitefields.org. Okay. Our time is a little tighter on these segments that run through the second hour in the beginning, so I want to try and get this DDD in. It does not have a title. I lost my title on this. I don't know what happened. It's out of John chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. Oh, here's the title. Sorry. Okay, so here's the title, None of Your Beeswax. Beeswax, by the way, spelled B-E-E-S-W-A-X. None of Your Beeswax. How's that for a title? That was pretty funny in the beginning. The DDD, none of your beeswax. No. That's the title. That was funny. Here's what it says. John 21, 18 through 22 says this. Jesus saying this to Peter. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and somebody else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death Peter would glorify God in. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. What a story. Is this one of the great Bible stories? This is in John 21, 18 through 22. Jesus is talking to Peter. Peter's gone through in this restoration process. He's going through this restoration process with Jesus. Jesus says this wonderful thing to Peter. You know how you go wherever you want right now? Where there's coming a time when you get older where people are going to take you where you don't want to go. Now, Peter's like going, what? Jesus is talking about how he's going to die. The tradition has it that Peter was crucified upside down. Probably true. I don't know if it's true. Doesn't matter. Whatever the case may be, Jesus is telling Peter, not looking good for you in the future, my friend. So Peter is like going, what? And then Jesus says, all right, dude, follow me. And Peter is following Jesus, turns around, sees John and goes, wait a second. I'm not the only person that's going to be hurt here. What about this guy? What about this man? And therein lies your connection to the Apostle Peter. You want to know where it is? There it is. You're thinking, what are you talking about, Dave? Have you ever gone through any trial and turned to the Lord or looked up to the Lord and say, why me? Have you ever said to God, why me? As implying somebody else should be going through this instead of me, or somebody else should be going through this with me. Anytime you've used that expression, why me, you've just identified to the Lord exactly what Peter said regarding John. He's like going, what? What about this guy? And Jesus's response is clear, unmistakable. If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. What Jesus does to and through other believers is none of my business or your business in his workings. It's not your job to be the Holy Spirit or to tell Jesus what to do with that person. It's your job to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's your job. When you finish doing both elements of your job, tell the Lord you finished, and I promise he'll give you a third. But work on those. The point is that John had a different trail to walk than Peter. The trail that he was walking was not the same. And so John is going a different path. And Peter, maybe at the moment, not ecstatic. But you know what? Why me? Doesn't work. What works is yes, Lord. What works is yielding to the Lord in that process and saying, whatever you want, I will follow you. What works is being diligent and faithful and obedient. We're going to try and take a quick call real quickly. We have Keith. Keith's on the phone. He has to comment regarding that. Keith, what's happening?
Hey, I got a response to you. Okay. You know how you just kept you saying, you know, when you ask God, why me?
Yeah.
I had an issue with that when I found out that I had leukemia.
Okay.
And I had my cry, and I said, why me, Lord? And true to fashion, how Christ always answers questions with questions, he answered my question with, why not you?
That's right.
And with that, I just said, okay.
Awesome.
You and me, Lord, we'll get through this.
That is...
And that's been on the whole time.
That is powerful, Keith, because what you did is in that moment that you and the Lord interacted, he challenged you in a sense to trust him and then also to recognize, hey, I've got a plan here. Let's do this together. And you were like, okay, Lord, let's do it.
Yep.
That's awesome, Keith.
He's always in control, and that's just something that we all don't understand.
Exactly. And I think there's a genuine sense of human and personal frustration because we don't control it, that we want to kind of put some parameters on it. But what you did, brother, that is the right spirit. When the Lord challenges us back, why not you? And you say, okay, I get it. That's that moment of submission and surrender where you recognize the Lord's going to do something that you didn't even anticipate, and you and him get to do it together in a partnership.
Exactly.
That is awesome, brother.
Exactly.
God
Wonderful.
Bless you. God bless you for calling and sharing that. I appreciate that.
No, hey, I love your show and some of the things that you do, especially some of the antics that you have.
All right, brother.
I can't go a day without laughing, so.
Okay, well, I appreciate you. Keep praying for us because we have our challenges, but we know we're in this together.
All right.
God All bless right. you. God bless you, Keith. I'll definitely be keeping you in my prayers.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith calling in, just giving confirmation to the process, man. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What do you find most rewarding about your job?
To see somebody else grow excites me. A couple of the guys came in as a lube tech are now technicians. Guys have purchased houses. Customers that have bad credit and they want help reestablishing their credit. To see somebody that's actually done that, that's super rewarding. Their life's getting better. Their business is getting better. The community's benefit and the city's benefit. That excites me as a person.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Sweet Pheromone, Sweet Pheromone. It's now that time,
it's now that time.
When we hit Del Mar by trolley, by Segway or car,
Segway or car.
June 19th at the fair is Foster Kids Day, sponsored by Sleep Train Mattress Stores. Bring a donation of new clothing to the fair and you'll receive a return ticket for only $4.
To the San Diego County Fair.
Presented by Albertsons Vons.
And don't miss Switchwood, Friday, June 19th.
We're singing, hey, you can count us out. We've been running up against the crowd.
And Spirit West Coast is Thursday, June 25th, with performances by The Afters.
Light, light, light up the sky.
Ren Collective.
Build your kingdom here.
Brandon Heath.
No turning back.
Third Day. For tickets and info, visit sdfair.com or spiritwestcoast.org.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Many leaders, whether in the political or business arenas, strive to gain power in their respective realms. But ultimate power and the authority to use it resides only with God. The psalmist wrote, "Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases." Yet people, even some believers, question what God does because they don't understand that he has the authority to do whatever he wants and for his glory. We should never question God's use of his power because although he is in control, he is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds, the Bible says. So praise God for his infinite power and sovereignty and for lovingly using that power in your life to make you into one of his portraits of grace.
Thank you.
from the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM,
Gary!
KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. That is the email address. I want to thank Keith for calling in. That was great. I just love it when people, you know, it's like when you go through something in the realm of life and you know there's that connection within the word and within the fellowship with one another. Powerful stuff. Very cool to experience. All right, let me do my live read for Current Solar Contracting. It's the first time I've ever done a live read in front of the person who actually has the company that I'm doing the live read for. This is like a day of firsts all day long. So here's what I've told you before, and I'll just make it super simple. Okay, so whether it's Tom or Brittany or Joseph or Maria or the baby, doesn't matter. Current Solar Contracting has one very key component to say to you, and that is this. Do you want to pull money out of your pocket and pay for solar? Don't call them then. Don't do it. Don't bother. Because the way you interact with Current Solar Contracting is you don't pull money out of your pockets. No out-of-pocket money with your opportunity to save monthly. You know that $200 bill? How'd you like to see that bill be 50% of that? Would that be cool? But here's the thing. In order to do it, you don't have to eat tofu. You don't have to have a wig on. You don't have to have a medal that says peace. And you don't have to walk around in a tie-dye shirt. Because you use solar, that just makes you financially smart, not goofy, and a person that likes all that other stuff. Are you looking to save on a monthly bill that is just going up and up and up? Electricity in the United States from January 2015 to June 2015, the most expensive it's ever been. You think that's going down? Sure it is. Come on. Are you crazy? Current Solar Contracting will enable you to save money on a monthly basis. Plus, when they do the work, watch this. This will catch you by surprise. They do the work. They don't third party it to this person and that person. Or you do this and you do this. I'm going to the Bahamas. I'll talk to you later. That's not how that works. Current Solar Contracting directly works with you, and you work directly with Current Solar Contracting, and you know what's going on at all times. Here's what you do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also get to them through their website, currentsd.com. That's Current SD, not Super Dave, but San Diego, currentsd.com. Also, if you go to any search engine, type in Current Solar Contracting, up, their website's going to pop, talk to them, and you will be happy. Got it? Get it? Good. Okay. All right, I got a DDD that's a follow-up to the last DDD that we just did, which was amazing because we had somebody call in, and then it turns out that Keith was kind of sharing, yep, that's kind of what the Lord happened to me, the same thing that happened to Peter, which is a good indicator for Keith that he's on the right track. Look how well Peter did. Listen to this one, though. This is the next part. This is another part in the framework of that same teaching, okay? This is out of John chapter 21, verse 23. So it's the next verse. And this is right after Jesus said to Peter, Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until you come, what is that to you? You follow me. The very next verse, therefore this saying went out among the brethren that that disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only if I want him to remain until I come, that is, what is that to you? I know that sounds confusing. Let me make it really simple. Jesus said of John, he said he's going to remain until I come, really referring to the book of Revelation and that manifestation. But when he said that to Peter, he goes, what do you care? That's not your concern. I'll take care of that guy. You follow me. That's your job. But what happened is the disciples got wind of this, and they thought Jesus said, John's never going to die. Wow. So it's a saying that went round and round amongst the disciples. In fact, Scripture says it went out among the brethren. Can I explain something to you real quickly? That is not a good thing. Let me explain it. This is not scripture going, isn't that great? No, it was a false rumor, and it went out amongst the brethren, and the brethren are all going, hey, John's never going to die. Hey, John's never going to. They're passing it out one to another. Let me explain something to you. That was wrong. Don't you think because you're a Christian, don't you think because you go to church, don't you think because you interact with people who are faith that you are not subject to misinterpretation on the simplest things? Jesus never said John wasn't going to die, but that's what they thought he said, and then they told everybody. John's never going to die. John's never going to die. So they're out spreading this thing. John's never going to die. John's never going to die. And the scripture's like going, well, no, that's not what was said. See? We can easily fall into that, which means you need to be careful with what you hear and careful-er with what you share. You have two ears and you have one mouth. Is that not a testimony from God that you should listen twice as much as you speak? If you have two ears and one mouth, does that not speak as a testimony? Certainly does. Oh, that's a toughie, Dave. I know. But I love you anyway. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 858-997-2865.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 858-997-2865 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. CSOB number 778-326.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, baby Brielle to talk about why someone should go solar.
There's so many things in life that we have to pay that we can't control, that are necessities where we don't have the opportunity to say, I want to stop paying that.
It's an easier question for me to answer if I ask myself, why would I go solar? There's so many reasons, monthly savings, freeing yourself from utility, making sure that your future is secure.
And it's not like buying a car. When you drive it off the lot, it's going to depreciate. It's an investment that's going to last a lifetime, and eventually you can be your own power plants. But what you have to be careful about is doing it with the right company to make sure that your investment's going to last the lifetime of the system.
Join the Current Solar family, and for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
For as long as she can remember, Elizabeth has looked to Jesus to get her through the hard times in life. But there's one that really stands out for her.
It was during the period of my divorce when God kind of redirected my life and took care of my children and took care of me and gave me a new beginning.
She says her faith in Jesus comforted her and guided her.
I had the hope that God would bring me through to something new and better and bring blessing out of a difficult time, and that happened.
The something new and better was amazing.
I ended up answering the call to ministry. That's something I would never have done if that part of my life hadn't happened. You know that verse that says he'll turn your mourning into dancing and your sadness into joy. It's really true if you'll wait on God.
You can experience some dancing and joy of your own when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Learn more at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, billygraham.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. The weather, it's very nice. That's your weather report. The traffic, like I told you, somebody closed the blind. You can't see the roads. Your only traffic report is whatever you think traffic is, that's what traffic is. That's how it goes. In the studio with me, our very own Tom from Current Solar Contracting. What's funny is he just heard his first, that's probably the first time you've ever heard a live read, isn't it? On the for the company? Is that like
in person?
In person. Yeah, right. That's weird, isn't it?
Not on the on the radio, yeah, but yeah, not in person.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre though as you watch it go on. It's kind of a weird different thing. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Talk to us about Current Solar Contracting. What's going on? I mean, you guys are doing great. You've relocated. There's a lot of stuff going on for you guys. Talk to us. Give us a little bit of an update. Let us know how the baby's doing. Let us know how Brittany's doing. What's taking place?
I guess first and most important, the baby's great. Okay. You know, she's you know, something new every day. You know, I guess that's supposedly the age that you come home and she's smiling a little more, or, you know, whatever it is. So ultimately, you know, that's the best thing I have going on in my life for sure. Second best, obviously, is business and solar. You know, this being in this business has been a blessing, being able to turn solar systems on for customers. You know, weekly, it's great. I'm watching these things go on, watching the meter go backwards, watching people save money. So, I've been blessed.
Is that a mind blower though? I mean, you got people that are new that sign up and they're thinking, well, okay, sure, I hope it works. And then they're like getting like credits, or they're like their bills just going the other way. Is that just like, you're just like, do you just go, uh-huh, told you? I mean, in the back you read, uh-huh, told you.
Yeah, sometimes the hardest thing is getting over the skepticism of it all. But once you know, get that thing on, once we install a solar system on someone's home and flip the switch on, and when they get that first bill, that's when it all goes away.
Yeah, so it's at that moment when they see it in like a physical paper in their bill and they're like going, whoa, that's not what the bill normally is. Is part of that problem, and this is just a genuine question about solar, is part of that problem because there seems to be, as soon as the government made certain announcements, there seemed to be like a whole new crop of all these solar companies, and it's the people that seem to do a lot of outsourcing. And it seems like some of the solar companies aren't almost even solar companies. They're more like just general contractors trying to pull stuff together.
You know, I kind of wanted to touch on that. Anyways, I'm glad you brought it up. We've been hearing a lot of commercials, seeing a lot of advertisement from different types of companies that don't really belong in the solar industry. For instance, window companies. I wouldn't have someone that installs windows, you know, change an electrical panel out for me. Nor would I want to, as an electrician, install a window.
Right. So that makes a lot of sense. So you got to quarter what you know, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm an electrician by trade. We're putting a component on a roof that generates electricity, that hooks up into the electrical grid. So, you know, ultimately, you know, we're starting to hear a lot of these guys pop up left and right. You know, AC companies installing solar, window companies installing solar, roofers installing solar. Granted, it does pertain to the roof, but ultimately, it is a something that generates electricity.
Right.
So that's a profession. That's what we do.
Yeah, and you have to know. I mean, it is potentially a dangerous situation if it's not done properly, right? I mean, you're generating electricity. And the last time I checked, if electricity kind of goes through your system, it's not exactly a good thing, right? I mean, you're harnessing a certain element of energy.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that you know, you really need to know what you're doing when you're installing. It's not, you know, practice. You need to know. And that's one of the things that my experience of doing electrical work, and especially in the commercial industry for over 18 years plus now, I bring that to the table.
So you've been doing this for, not necessarily solar, but you've been in the electrical realm for about 18, almost 20 years?
Correct.
Wow. Now, here's the dumbest question you probably anybody will ever ask you in an interview, but you know I'm good at that, so that's not a problem. Does anything change? And by that, I mean there has to be a certain consistent element to electricity, but I know technologies change for the harnessing part of it, but is there anything else that changes in that? Is it a pretty consistent, you have to know this, you have to know this, you have to understand this, you know, kind of thing, or is it changeable because of the technology?
The technology is changing. You know, there's a little bit more powerful panels out there. the different types of inverters and stuff that we use. Although we've done extensive research and homework on the product that we put onto homes, that we stick with one type.
So there's one type that you use. And then I remember last time Joseph was in there, he was talking about how it has different readabilities at different photo levels where the sun's, you know, at different places. And I'm like, you know, I'm just looking at him like going, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I didn't get it. But it's kind of a vast, it's really an interesting, fascinating technology, how you can take the solar that's outside that you don't even perceive it, and then kind of harness it, kind of pull it together and utilize it. Now, you can't use it for every single thing, because, I mean, I've seen the solar cars. Meh, maybe not so much, right?
Not yet.
On a house or on a commercial building, an apartment complex, it's like it works totally great because it's there absorbing. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah. I mean, we have this great big bright thing in the sky that produces power. It's, you know, ultimately it's free once you put your system on your home. So why not?
Yeah, why not tap into it? Why do you want to pay more? That might be kind of the question.
Right.
And I think that there's a resistance to some of the solar for a couple of different reasons, but none of them are necessarily good. But it's more like, what is it? I don't get it. How does it work? It's like, I'm just going to be honest about this. I don't understand how gasoline goes into my car and makes it work, but I go to the pump, I pay $3.94, I put it in my car and I go. That part I know. So solar works. People just have to either be educated or actually meet with you guys and find out what's really going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it works. It's the technology is although the technology is complex, but the components are simple. A panel that is warranted for 25 years and will last for 25 years because, like I said, it's a very simple concept. So there's not a whole bunch of working parts there.
Okay. When we come back, what I'd like to do is I want to go through like a start to finish. Like I'm a person, I call you. I just kind of want to go through a mock process so people can hear what that process would actually be if they make that decision to move forward in solar.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. We're going to take a short break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, hanging out with Tom from Current Solar Contracting. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be a fascinating example of what the experience will be like.
Don't worry, baby. Just call my name.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Man, the weather's perfect outside. The last thing you're thinking about is your air conditioner or heater. This is Ken Starr, owner of Home Comfort USA, and let me let you in on a little secret. The best deals of the entire year on heating and air conditioning are right now, because when the weather's perfect, it's our slowest time. So to keep my guys busy, I'm having the Keep the Comfort Guys Busy sale, our biggest sale of the year. Right now, you can get a complete Home Comfort air conditioning and heating system with no interest for 5 years or payments as low as $99 a month. I'll even throw in a hospital-grade whole house allergen air cleaner for free. That's an additional $1,900 value. My pain is your gain. Oh, all my Comfort Guys are background checked, certified, and most of all, friendly. So,
call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Encourage one another and build each other up.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. What is the strongest muscle in the human body? Some say it's the tongue, but it's hard to determine which muscle is the most powerful because muscles don't work alone. But we do know that the tongue is strong. For a small muscle, it can do a lot of damage. This active little muscular organ that helps us eat, swallow, taste, and begin digestion has a tendency to also assist us in saying things we shouldn't. The tongue is guilty of flattery, cursing, lying, boasting, and harming others, and that's just the short list. You know, it sounds like a pretty dangerous muscle, doesn't it? But here's the good thing. It doesn't have to be that way. When we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, our tongues can be turned to great good. We can speak of God's righteousness and justice. We can speak truth, show love, and confess sin. The writer of Proverbs 12:18 spells out one of the best uses of the tongue. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Imagine how we could glorify the one who made our tongues when he helps us use it to bring healing, not harm, to everyone we talk to. Would you like to go even deeper? Now you can listen to the extended version of Our Daily Bread, including the daily scripture reading, on our mobile app, ebook, or right online. Just visit getodbtoday.org. Thanks for listening. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just want to say real quickly, we have found the person that has helped us on the traffic report, and we have absolved them from any wrongdoing. Our very own Terminator Todd had to pull the blinds because I guess in the morning it was kind of hot. So we just want you to know, brother, we love you, and I think it's pretty funny to have to tell everybody you have to figure out your own traffic report. I like
the
that.
Machine called a Terminator.
Very good. All right, we're hanging out with Tom from Current Solar Contracting. A couple things to tell you so that you can have contact points. The number for Current Solar Contracting, 619-272-0303. That's 619. See, people say I talk too fast. 619-272-0303. Do you like that? It's a little slower. CurrentSD.com. That's the website. Now, I'm assuming for real. SD is San Diego. Is that that?
Yes.
Name? Okay. Yeah. CurrentSD.com. You'd have been guessing on that live on the air for a year. Also, if you just go to any search engine, doesn't matter if it's Yahoo, Bing, doesn't matter if it's Google, doesn't matter if it's Kugel, which is the Yiddish Google, doesn't matter. Type in Current Solar Contracting, bam. The first one, bam, hit that, the website, you're there. Okay. We've been talking about Tom, and somewhat we've discussed, because there's some solar companies that pop up that are like, yeah, I mean, I see commercials from some of them from time to time, and it's like a bad preacher. Blows in, blows up, blows out. It's like, what? It's like, not good. You guys have been very consistent, growing, steady. Let's take the audience through. I'm a person. I'm thinking about solar. I'm afraid of tofu. I don't want to wear a wig. I'm not into tie-dyes, and peace metals have been out of my life for 40 years. I do what? I call you and I get an operator, I get a person, I get a voicemail. What do I get?
You'll call the 272-0303 line. Either ask for Joe or Brittany. They'll ask for some information, obviously introduce themselves. Ask for some information on the home, different types of things, address, account number, meter number. It's stuff readily available on electric bill, Obviously, after that conversation, we can take that particular information and plug it in and get a past year's usage, electrical usage. That'll allow us to accurately put together an analysis of how much solar we're going to need on that particular property. We're very conservative with our analysis. Most of the time, even if we go at 90%, it's about 105% basically the offset of electricity use. So once they get that together, they'll schedule an appointment to come in-home and kind of walk you through the analysis, show
Does
you.
Does that cost any money there to get that analysis?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's free.
Correct. So get the analysis together. We can show you. We'll leave it with you when we leave. And at that point, you know, after spending some time and explaining how it all works, you know, at that time, if you decide to move forward with it, you know, we sign the contract and we get to work on our end.
Okay. And now from, okay, so the questions that I have are all like kind of like just consumer based.
Sure.
So from start to finish, if I'm just saying, if I'm looking at it kind of an overview, from my phone call to your guys's presentation to a completion of, let's say, an average San Diego house versus, you know, some, you know, McMansion or something, just like a regular house, what's the time frame from that, from start to finish? What am I looking at?
So we're looking right now about 2 months.
Okay. So it's about a 60-day from start to completion, and then what, another 30 days until they see the first bill?
Yeah, it's about 30 days. Yeah, the bill cycles are typically 30 days.
Right? Okay.
Correct.
Okay, so now once they come in, they do a presentation. I'm sure that, you know, that probably goes pretty well because you kind of get that there are people that are interested.
Right.
You're talking to one another. You're face-to-face. You're sharing. Right. If they're listening to this show, they're like, okay, tell me about the baby. You know, so they're getting that part right. going on since we've been talking about the baby since the baby was born.
Right.
So then we go from there to, okay, we have an agreement in place. What will take place once that agreement is in place? What's next? Do you then set up where the person or yourself or whoever is going to contact that person and start to make the connection where they start getting on the roof and getting through the process?
Yeah, so Brittany and Joe, both great people. You know, they'll go ahead and walk you through that process while they're on site. Once the contract's signed, they'll go ahead and hand that off to our superintendent. Whoever that may be of that particular job. But Brittany and Joe will be readily available throughout the whole process. So being a customer, I mean, if I was a customer, I would want to be able to call whoever I wanted.
Right.
If I wanted to talk to Brittany, right. I'm going to call Brittany. If I want to talk to the project manager, I would call them. So they have that option here. It's not, they could call the office if they want. We're all readily available to speak with them and answer any questions at any moment in time.
Do you have a lot of that? I'm just curious, just as an interviewer now, I would think the beginning of any project creates more questions than when the project is moving along, because like, what's this? Like, it's a little bit of newness. Mm-hmm. And so I would think you'd tend to get a few more calls in the beginning when they're like, what about this? What about this kind of thing? Is that kind of, and then they get to know you and they kind of settle in.
Yeah, we let the customer know exactly what's going on all times, whether it's via email, phone call, you know, however it works out and however the customer would like to be notified of what's going on. So we take care of everything. The customer, from the point of signing the contract, has to do very little. We do everything. We make the prints. We pull the permits. We, give those to the customer to approve the layout, and we put the components on the roof and do the final inspections and deal with SDG&E up until the point of turning the system on. And then we typically go through a binder of all the warranties, all that type of stuff. The copy of the contract, copy of all invoices in there, any spec sheets on the panels, a small copy of the print. So everything is laid out. Here's how the system works, net metering, SDG&E. Here's what's going to happen to your bill. So we're very detailed in what we do.
Yeah,
we
sounds
make,
like it.
Yeah, we want to make sure that, if you're purchasing something from us, we want to make sure you understand of what's going on and how it works.
Yeah, so it sounds like that your presentation when they're at the end is like, look, this is everything.
Right.
Everything you got, this is what we did, this is how this works, this is how it works. So at the very end, because I've never asked you this before, is there a switch? Is there like a switch where you like hit the switch, or is there like is it an electrical panel? You pull the panel? I mean, what do you do?
There's a switch. There's a switch, and we, you know, we'll walk the customer through that, but you really literally just flip the switch on and away it goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have the customer flip the switch at the very? Is that kind of iffy?
Typically, we usually flip the switch, but if the customer wanted to, it's no problem.
Yeah, if they're into it, it's like, I want to do it. I want to turn it on.
Absolutely.
And at that point, from that point on to from the beginning of that until that cycle, until it cycles through for the bill, then do you guys? I mean. Because I would do this, and I would assume you just do you wait till they get that first bill so you can hear from them and go, they go, wow, my bills. I mean, is that kind of an exciting? That seems like that would be very exciting to anticipate. They're going to get their first bill. They don't get it. They're actually going to save money, and it's going to surprise them because they're actually going to it's going to be real.
Yeah, we always follow up with our customers and ask them how it's going. We can see on our end what the system is doing. We can also see on our end what SDG&E is doing. So what that means is that once a couple months goes by, we can log in and see what the energy bill looks like, just to confirm everything's working correctly, and it's usually pretty exciting.
That's cool. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at that and I think, well, that's because first of all, there's the anticipation that like exactly what you said, that the doubt is going to fizzle and it's going to be gone, and then they're going to see the bill and go, oh, hey, look, I'm saving money.
Right.
And it's like that's got to be a moment, even for you as a business person, a kind of a victorious moment that, yeah, we did it.
No, it's really great for me personally as well. We're putting things and we're giving a customer something that it does work. It really does work. And it's still amazing to me watching the meter go backwards. It just is.
That's a bizarre. I've never seen the meter go backwards. But I mean, at some point,
The first thing we always say, whether Brittany turns the system on, Joe turns the system on, or any of my guys or myself, the first, when you're on the phone or when they call you when they're done, was the meter going backwards? Yep. So
that's wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want everybody to know. 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. CurrentSD.com. That's the website. We're going to take a break and come back, spend just a few more minutes with Tom, and then we'll probably pop in the Facebook post. Don't be surprised. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I have 6 credit cards that I use. I added it up and I pay $863 a month. And I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from Loan Me to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, Loan Me can loan you up to $100,000 in about a day. At rates as low as 9.9%. 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants. And there's no collateral required of any kind. Just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from Loan Me to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, Loan Me.
So call Loan Me at 855-59-PRIME. That's 855-59-PRIME for up to $100,000 in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of 2 from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive. But don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Tom from Current Solar Contracting. Him and I were just talking off the air. I just want to make sure people know, because I was asking him. I mean, we're straight shooters. We just exist the way we exist, live the way we live. And we're sitting there thinking, it's funny that people still have that skepticism. And so I just asked him off the air. Is it tofu, or is it that there's so many companies? Would you repeat what you said about that? Because there's you got a bazillion companies popping up everywhere.
Yeah, huh? So there's a lot of I wouldn't say uneducated, but there's a lot of people out there trying to sell what they think is the right system, and most of it isn't true. I mean, with us, you know, there's different options for financing, but you know, one of the most popular options is actually owning the system. We go to your home, we can set up a payment system, show you your payments, what your monthly payments would be, for very little interest. Owning the system, in most cases, zero money out of your pocket, and paying less than what you're paying SDG&E now, if not the same. And it's really a good system. Plus, you get your 30% tax credit.
So you get money savings in a bunch of different ways. But what people are doing is they're kind of bundling the different benefits and presenting them in a way that they're actually presenting flowers, but they're maybe imitation flowers because it's not really coming off the way it really is.
There's different types of financing out there that just don't make sense for the customer. And, you know, you get a company out there that pushing it, and that's what they do because it's the easy sign, I guess, if you want to call it that. They're really not being upfront that there's a lot more, there's many more options out there. When we come to your home and show you analysis, we go through, a great depth of how we can actually save you money. Cause we want the customer to be happy.
Well, I mean, that's your best source
absolutely.
Of additional business.
That's why we have customers. A really strong referral base.
Yeah, and that's hugely important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't minimize that. So the one thing I did want to ask you is we're winding out, and then we'll end up closing the show out with a Facebook post. But the one thing I want to ask you is, so you guys monitor, how does that work? So you're able to monitor what the systems do? Is it some kind of, I mean, I don't know, so you have to forgive the ignorance, but how do you monitor? I mean, is it on a streamlined, in a computer system, is it on a database? How does that work?
Yeah, so our inverter is the main inverter we use. It links up to that particular server, and then we pull off the server and see what's going on. As a customer has access to their site as well, it helps us to see exactly what all of our solar panels are doing out there. If I find that there's something wrong or some sort of something in there, I typically don't wait for the manufacturer. Well, I never wait for the manufacturer. They don't like that. But I go on their roof. I'll call them, go on the roof, fix the problem, and then take care of any type of warranty issues in shop after. So the customer doesn't have to deal with that at all whatsoever.
Yeah,
so we've done that on a lot of systems. I'm not that it happens a lot, but anytime that there's something that has gone wrong with the system, we've always taken the initiative, done what we need to do, and then figure out the warranty later.
So you're proactive. I mean, you're taking care of this ahead of time. You see something, it's like, nope, let's go fix that.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. And it's been great having you in here.
Thanks.
I mean, I hope it wasn't, you just did almost 35 to 40 minutes worth of radio.
No, it's great. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's still cool in here. Yeah. So feels good. Yeah. All right. 619-272-0303 is the phone number for Current Solar Contracting. CurrentSD.com. That's the website. But again, we've told you, if you're at any search engine and you type in Current Solar Contracting, guess what? That first one, looking good. I mean, it's like, it's not overly complex. You can call, you can talk to Tom, you can talk to Brittany, you can talk to Joseph. They're going to kind of walk you through. The one thing that I love about Current Solar Contracting is they own it in the sense that it's all them. They're the people that do the business. They're not tossing work to people they've never met and don't know and are from a different place. And it's like, no, we're responsible. And they stand by that. And that kind of quality commitment is the way you want to be doing business. So that's a great job. I appreciate that. Let me just finalize the show with a Facebook post. This comes out of Judges chapter 3, verse 9. That's Judges chapter 3, verse 9. It says this: the Israelites cried out to the Lord. So the Lord raised up Caleb's youngest brother as a deliverer to save the Israelites. And the point I want to make about this is simple. When the Israelites realized they were doing wrong, okay, which we do, I mean, I don't know if you know it or not, but every once in a while you go, I could be doing that better. I should be doing that. The idea is to cry out to the Lord and ask for help. And when we do that, he raises up people that will help us, or he himself will help us and bring deliverance. Israel cried out. So what I'm trying to say to you is, when we're operating in a way that's displeasing to the Lord and we come to our senses, which is a nice way of saying the Lord smacks you with a good 2x4 and goes, that'll be enough of that. And then you're like, okay, we need to just confess to the Lord the errors of the way and allow him to deliver us from the pollution that's kind of bringing us down. The best way to say it, I think, comes out of 1 John 1:9. And I had a conversation with somebody not that long ago, and it's a classic conversation. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. And then the person said to me, and we've talked about this in the past, it doesn't always feel like I've been forgiven. And it's like, I get that. But if you're going to be a Bible believer, you have to believe the Bible. So there's this part of you that says, I know what my feelings are saying, but I got to operate in more truth than in more feelings. Don't forget, if you eat 500 tacos, you're going to have a whole nother feeling, and that won't have anything to do with the love of God either. So the point in that is to operate in the power of truth and allow the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness of God to wash over you so you're not carrying around a cloud or a bag of weights that ruin your life. Got that? That's all you got to do is say, help me, Lord, and he's there to help. Great job. Great job, Tom. Excellent work. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a short 22-hour break, and then we'll be back for more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.